Blog Talk Radio.
Embrace Today is brought to you by Whole House Ministries. Host Apri Curry will inspire listeners to embrace their today with hope and expectation, with a focus of bringing about freedom, healing, and restoration through the Word of God. John 16:33 says, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world."
Good morning and welcome to Embrace Today. I am your host, Apri Curry, and this month we are beginning a new series, a series on transformation, discussing us going through the transformation process and providing biblical principles that will assist us with going through the transformation process with courage and with boldness. With transformation being a thorough or dramatic change in form or appearance, it can sometimes cause fear or doubt in our lives. It causes us to have to make decisions that will be life-changing decisions. And at those critical points in our life, we will want to make the right decisions. Transformation is not something that is easy, but it is something that must take place when we are allowing God to move in our lives. Transformation is something that's a little bit more than you it's a little bit more than you being promoted. Transformation is drastic, whereas you may be in a position right now working for someone, but sooner the Lord will cause you to start your own business. So it's something drastic, as that you will have to go from the mindset of being an employee to being an employer to running an actual business. And that's just not the only way. That's just the example that I'm using today when we are discussing transformation. Transformation is something that we are going to discuss for the month because I believe that it is important. And as the Lord was leading me to the book of Ruth, it was just transformation was that word that the Lord just kept giving me, transformation, transformation, transformation. And so this whole month will be in Ruth chapter 1, and then next month we'll go into Ruth chapter 2 on another series. And so this month we are going to talk about, from the topic, are you ready? Oftentimes we have these big dreams and these big goals, and then when it's time to come to them, we stand still and come at a halt because we aren't ready to go through that transformation process. We look at everything that must take place in order for us to get to where our dream is taking us, and then we become scared and we stop. And so what I want us to look at for this month is, are you ready? I want us to ask ourselves, are we really ready to allow the Lord to transform us both physically and spiritually? Am I really ready to allow the Lord to do what he wants to do in my life? Am I able to submit to the process that God has for me? And oftentimes on the surface, we say yes at the time, but when it comes time to do it, we aren't ready. So hopefully after this month, we will be prepared to allow the Lord to transform our lives the way that he wants to transform our lives. I know in the Word of God it says that transformation begins with the renewal of our mind. And so we have to have our mind set on God. We have to allow our mind to be renewed daily. We have to allow the Holy Spirit to just continue to work in our mind and continue to stay in our word so that we can be prepared and our mind can be renewed and not focused on the things of this world, so that the Lord is able to transform us. And so we're going to go through the first five verses of the first chapter of Ruth this morning. And we're going to discuss some things that we have to be prepared for when we are dealing with transformation. And so we're going to look at verse 1. It says, "In the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land. And a man from Bethlehem in Judah, together with his wife and two sons, went to live for a while in the country of Moab. So in order for us to be ready for transformation, the first thing that we have to do is we have to be ready to handle lack. We have to know how to handle lack. If we don't know how to handle lack, then we will mistake lack as not having anything. Oftentimes when we are going through a transformation process, we begin to lose out on some of the things that we had, and so we begin to think that it is no longer with us anymore, that we are doing something wrong, and we have to try to do something to gain back what we had originally. Now, instead of him staying in the place where there was lack, he went to another location. He made a decision that there was something that he had to do in order to provide for his family. He knew that he couldn't stay in the place where there was a famine because what they needed was no longer there. And so instead of him handling that lack as fans in that particular place and having a pity party, he transitioned. He moved to another place that had what his family needed. Oftentimes when we are in a situation where we are lacking something, be it food, be it money, be it housing, be it transportation, we sit around and we have pity parties rather than us taking the next step, rather than us getting with God and saying, God, what do you want me to do? I hear you talking to me now. I know that this is happening for a reason. Now, what should I do? I know I shouldn't sit here and continue to complain about the things that I don't have, Lord, but I want to use what I do have. And I want to use the mindset that you gave me because I'm renewing my mind and I'm allowing you to transform my mind. And so with my mind, I'm able to make the decision that I need to make in order to handle this lack. And so this man, he took his family from Bethlehem and he took his family to another country, Moab. And there's times where we have to get out of our comfort zone. We have to get out of the place where we are when there is lack. And we have to get up and we have to move. We have to move to another place, a place that has what we need, a place that the Lord is leading us to. But it doesn't happen if we don't know how to handle it. Oftentimes we are trying to fix things on our own. Oftentimes we are trying to piece things together when we are lacking, when the Lord is calling us to change positions. He is calling us to move from the place where we are. He's calling us to move from the mindset that we are in. He is calling us to move both physically and spiritually, but we have to get to the place to where we are willing to move out of our comfort zone when we want the Lord to transform us. We can't continue to stay in the same place if we are wanting the Lord to provide us with the things that we need. Oftentimes we want to sit there and just have the Lord just drop it in our arms. There's work for us to do. Faith without works is dead. And so when we are lacking, we need to get with God and ask God, God, what do you have me to do? Where do you have me to go? Is my season up right now in this place? And just because your season is up right now in a place doesn't mean that it's up forever. You may just need to make a temporary move to do what God has you to do for a season, and then the Lord may bring you back. And so we have to get to a place to where we know how to handle the lack that's in our lives. When we don't know how to handle lack, we must understand that he had his wife and his two sons with him. It trickles down to our families when we don't know how to handle lack. When we are taking matters into our own hands and trying to fix everything, and when we are trying to play God in our own lives, and when we don't want to move outside of our comfort zone to do what the Lord is calling us to do, to go to a place where we can have provision, then it is trickling down to our families. And so we have to get to the place to where we know how to handle lack. When we are being transformed, it is a thorough and dramatic change in form or opinion. So this is not something minor. And going to another country is not something minor. And so what the Lord may be calling you to do may not be something minor, but what we have to do is have faith in what the Lord is speaking to us. Sometimes we get scared and we stand at a halt because the Lord is something dramatic or drastic for us to do in our lives, and we're scared and we have fear and we begin to doubt and we say that we're going to fail, and so we don't move forward. But if we stay in the place where we are lacking, we will not prosper. He took his family to another country because there was a famine in the place where they lived. So we have to get to the place to where we are not just sitting around in lack. We have to get to the place to where we are allowing the Lord to provide us with what we need. And I'm not saying that the Lord is just going to be throwing you money left and right. He can if he wants to, but we have to be able to utilize what we have. We have to be able to utilize the resources that the Lord has given us. And if we don't utilize the resources that the Lord has given us, if we don't utilize those things, then they will go to waste. And so we have to get to the place to where we are handling, knowing how to handle lack. There was a famine, and it caused him to do something. It caused him to take his family from the place where he was comfortable to an uncomfortable place, a place he had not been, a place he did not know, but yet he still took his family to that place. And so I ask you, are you ready? Are you ready to handle those areas in your life where you are lacking? Are you ready to allow the Lord to transform those areas in your life where you are lacking? Are you ready to allow the Lord to transform your spiritual life where you are lacking? Are you ready to allow the Lord to handle your physical life where you are lacking? Are you ready to be transformed? We have to get to the place to where we are asking ourselves, say we want these things, but when it comes to it, then we don't want to make any actions. We don't want to move. We don't want to do anything. But we have to get to the point to where we are submitting to what God wants to do in our lives, and we are preparing ourselves and moving forward with what he is telling us to do. Oftentimes we are too busy trying to be conformed to the world that we can't renew our mind because we are continually comparing ourselves to the world and to other people when the Lord has been speaking to us and he has been trying to move us, but because we don't want to submit to his word and walk in the power that is within us, we stay stuck in lack. But the Lord wants to transform our lives. He wants to transform our lives, and he cannot do it if we are not willing to submit to what he is doing in our lives. We cannot do it if we are scared and if we are doubting the very thing that he is leading us to. We cannot do it if we are scared and if we are not walking in the courage and the boldness that he has placed within us. If we look at this example of this man, there was a famine in his land, and I keep saying it because I need us to understand that there was something wrong there. And he found the solution. He acted upon it. He didn't just stay stuck. He knew there was an issue, and he didn't just sit there. Sometimes we are just sitting there when the Lord is calling us to move. Sometimes the Lord is just waiting on us to get with him so he can give us the directive. Other times the Lord has already given us the directive, but we are too scared to move. And so we have to get to the place to where we are allowing our faith to move us. Are you ready to be transformed? And so if we look at verse 3, it says, "Now Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left with her two sons." So in order for us to be transformed, we have to ask ourselves if we are ready to handle lack, but we also have to ask ourselves, are we ready to handle loss? We must understand that Naomi's husband was her protector. He was her provider. And so she lost that while they were gone in this new country. She was in a foreign country, and she lost her protector. And so this was a drastic change for her because now she's left with her two sons. And so we have to ask ourselves, am I ready to handle loss? As the Lord is transforming us and preparing us and moving us and transitioning us from one state to another, we are not going to have everything and everyone that we have right now. There are some things that have to go away in order for us to completely transform into what God is doing in our lives. There are some people that have to be removed from our lives in order for some things to be transformed. And it doesn't necessarily mean that these people are bad people. It just means that they are not part of the process and the transformation that God is doing in your life. And so we have to be able to handle loss and be able to release and let go of those people that are removed from our lives, whether it's from death or whether it be from them just being removed by the Lord. We have to get to a place to where we are allowing people to be free. We are allowing them to be free from us. We cannot continue to hold on and grab on and tug on and reach for those people or those things, those state of minds that we had before. I keep thinking of a caterpillar. And before a caterpillar becomes a butterfly, it has fur. But when it becomes a butterfly, it no longer has the fur, it has wings. We can't have our wings and continue to want the fur. We can't have our wings and continue to want to fall on the ground. We have to embrace what the Lord has given us, and we have to let go of that fur. We have to embrace where we are now, and we have to understand that what we had in the past was for the past, And what God is doing in our life now is for right now, and our future is coming, and we have to live for our future, but we have to get to the place to where we are not holding on to those things and those people that the Lord is removing from our lives. Sometimes we don't handle loss very good, and it's not saying that it's bad that you don't handle loss good, because, you know, we'll miss people and we'll miss things and we'll miss our jobs and we'll miss state of minds that we had before. We'll miss people, but we have to let them go. It's okay for you to miss them, but you have to let them go. You have to move, because if we continue to try to hold on to those things, we won't be able to embrace the new thing. She lost her husband, and if you can only imagine how she was feeling. I said earlier that transformation is a drastic change. It's a dramatic change. It is something that is not just, I put on red shoes today and yellow shoes tomorrow. This is something drastic, and transformation is not easy. And that's why we must continue to renew our mind. We must continue to stay in the Word of God and continue to allow the Lord to speak to us and make us and mold us, because transformation is a drastic change. There will be things that the Lord will remove from your life that you have had since you were born. There will be people that the Lord will remove from your life that have been with you since day one. But will you be able to handle the loss when the Lord removes those people from your life? We have to get to that place to where we are embracing what God is doing. We have to understand our own process. We have to get to the place to where the Lord begins to change your diet. Will you be able to handle the Lord changing your diet? Will you be able to handle the Lord removing those friends or those family members that you thought so supported you so much? What if they truly, genuinely do support you, and those are the only people that support you? What happens if the Lord removes those people? Will you still be able to function in the capacity that the Lord has you to function in if he removes those people that you depend on? Transformation is something that is very serious. And so we must understand that it may not be something that we can get overnight, but if we constantly renew our mind, and I can't say it enough, if we renew our mind, if we stop focusing on what the world is doing, if we stop focusing on what the world looks like when they are changing and when they are transforming, but if we renew our mind, then we will be able to be transformed the way that the Lord has us to be transformed. So in order for us to be ready for transformation, we have to know how to handle lack. We also have to know how to handle loss. But look at verses 4 and 5. It says, they married Moabite women, and this is speaking of her two sons, one named Orpah and the other Ruth. After they had lived there about 10 years, both Mahlon and Chilion also died, and Naomi was left with her two sons her two sons and her husband. So in order for us to be ready for transformation, we have to know how to handle lack. We have to know how to handle loss, but we also have to know how to handle gain. Naomi was there, and she was in this new country. She had lost her husband. She had now lost her son, but she had gained two daughter-in-laws. Oftentimes, the Lord will remove things and people from our lives, but he will also add to your lives. But we have to be able to release the old so that we can embrace the new. We can't embrace the new if we are continually dwelling on the past and wanting to bring back the old, when the Lord has placed people in your life that will support you. He has placed people in your life that will roll with you. The Lord has placed people in your life that will encourage you, that will pour into you, that will motivate you, that will get you what you need if you will just embrace the gain and embrace what he has given you. Transformation will be releasing some and we'll be adding some. We have to understand that when the Lord is doing the adding, we must embrace. We can't try to do the adding ourselves, but we have to allow the Lord to add to our number. We have to allow the Lord to give us those things and those people that we need. We have to allow the Lord to just continually to strengthen our spirit with his spirit and continue to pour into us so that we can continue to embrace all the things that he has for us. And we have to know that as this change is going on, we have to know that there will be some things that the Lord will give us, some things and some people that we have never experienced before. We must understand that these two women were from Moab. These were Moabite women. So they had a different culture than what Naomi had. However, Naomi was in their country. So they had things to offer Naomi that Naomi couldn't offer herself. But yet, Naomi had to embrace them in order to get what they had for her. She had to be able to embrace what the Lord had given her. She had to be able to release the fact that her husband and her sons were no longer with her, but now she had these two daughters-in-law. So the question is, the Lord has placed these people and these things in your life. What are you going to do with them? Are you going to continue to dwell on the past, or are you going to embrace what the Lord has given you? The Lord has placed you in a new position. Are you going to continue to dwell on the old position, or are you going to embrace the new position? The Lord has took you to another level spiritually. Are you going to go through the process and the uncomfort of this new position, this new wisdom, these new insights, or are you going to continue to dwell on the old and want to go back to the old? We have to get to the place to where we are ready. We are ready for the transformation that the Lord wants to do in our lives. We have to embrace all that God has given us. We can't continue to dwell, and it's so important that we understand that. It's so important. It's, are you ready? So many times we want change and we want our lives to be better, but yet we are not willing to go through the process that God wants us to go through. There's so many people that stay in a miserable life complaining each and every day about what they're going through, what they don't have, and X, Y, and Z, but yet they are not doing anything to change their culture. They are not doing anything to change their lifestyle. They are wanting everyone else to take care of them, but yet they are not trying to take the help that people are offering them because they are so comfortable living the way that they want to live, but yet the Lord wants to transform their lives, and they will not be transformed if they continue to stay stuck where the Lord is not calling them to be. And so we have to get to the place to where we are asking ourselves, am I ready to be transformed? Am I ready to allow the Lord to do this great work? The Lord has spoken into my life. He has continually told me what he wants to do in my life. But the question is, am I ready? Another thing that keeps coming to me with the lack is when we go through a transitional period or transitional state and we begin to lack in certain areas, we begin to get discouraged. Don't get discouraged when you are lacking in certain situations, certain areas. You have to just get with God. That may be your season to lack. You may not be able to have all the money in your bank account that you had before. You may not be able to have a house full of food like you had before. You may not always be able to fill up the tank like you were able to before. You have to get to the place to where we are staying in constant communication with God so you can know what part of the process that you are on. But when we go out of whack and we begin to go crazy when we see lack in our lives is when we mess up. We have to know that everyone that is currently with us, they are not always going to be with us. How will you handle it if the Lord calls you off of your job today, the job that you have been at for 20 years, 40 years? How will you handle that? How will you handle it if the Lord just told you to give your car away today and you didn't have a car, you will be taking the bus? How would you handle it if the Lord told you to give your house away to a homeless shelter? This is the type of transformation I'm talking about. And so we have to get to the point to where we are ready and our mind is so renewed that what the Lord tells us we will be so willing to do, we will be so willing to submit to, that it wouldn't even be a second question. We wouldn't even have to second guess if it was God, because we would be so aligned with him and with his will for our lives that we will know that it is him. We have to be sure that we are ready for this transformation that the Lord is doing in our lives. And so I ask you this question this morning. Are you ready? Are there some areas in your life that you are lacking and you've just been out of whack and you don't know how to handle it? Have you gotten with God in regards to that? Some people in your lives or some things in your life, a lifestyle that you have been going through, the Lord has released you from that lifestyle. He has removed that lifestyle from you. He has removed that person from you. He has removed you from a situation, but you are still mourning that loss, mourning it so much so that you have went into a depression. Are you handling that loss the way that the Lord has called you to handle it? Are you ready? Are you embracing those things that the Lord has given you? Are you embracing those people that the Lord has given you? Or are you still holding on to those people he has released you from? We have to get to the place to where we are releasing and embracing all that God has for us. We can't pick and choose what we want to embrace or what we want to release, but we have to allow God to do it. He is transforming us. We should not want to transform ourselves. But the Lord is transforming us, and when we allow him to transform us, we don't have to worry about a thing. It may not always feel good. You may not always feel like you just number one on the top, but as long as you are in God's arms allowing him to lead you, nothing else should matter. And so I leave you with this question. Are you ready? Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for this day, God. I thank you for the word of God, Lord. I thank you for your word that continues to remind us of who you are, God. I thank you for your word that continues to remind us of who we are and what we should look like, God. I pray, God, that your strength and your boldness will just overwhelm us, God, that we will just renew our mind, Lord, that we will not focus on what the world is doing, but that we will allow our minds to be transformed by you and your word, God. I pray that you will strengthen us throughout this day, God. And I just pray, God, that as we ask ourselves the question, are we ready, I pray that your Holy Spirit begins to show us the areas that we are ready in and then show us the areas that we are not ready in, Lord, so that we can submit to your will, God. Show us those areas in our lives where we are lacking and we are not handling that the way that you would have for us to handle it, Lord. Show us those areas in our lives, Lord, where we are not handling the loss the way that you would have for us to handle it, Lord. And then also, Lord, show us the areas in our lives, God, where we are not handling the gain that you have given us the way that you would have for us to handle it, God. Father, I thank you. You are so awesome, God. I pray that as this transformation series goes forth each week, that you will just renew all of us as, Lord, as we are hearing the words that you are giving, God. I pray, God, that we are transformed by you and your word and nothing else, God. I pray that we move out of the way, God, so that you can do the great work that you do within us. Father God, we need you and we love you, God. We thank you and we praise you in Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to Embrace Today. You can further connect with Whole House Ministries by viewing our website at www.wholehouseministries.org, liking Whole House Ministries on Facebook, and following @ApreCurry on Twitter. Be blessed and embrace your today.